Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. Amen. Lord, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we welcome you here. We're grateful for everything. Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Touch that person listening. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. It's a powerful truth that man was born to fellowship with God. It all starts, of course, with someone simply saying yes to Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the most important decision in a person's existence on the earth, without a doubt. Now, let's remember that most people will disagree with that statement completely. But man was born to fellowship. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person, being in the universe. Amen. His name is Jesus. His name is the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In Jesus is everything that is everything. Someone may say, why is it about Jesus Christ? Because God has chosen to give himself to humanity in totality through his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. It's this glorious mystery, and it's an eternal revelation. And to think that, like, we can forget everything else and all the distractions and the misconceptions that we have. And even, for example, when we see people, Christians and ministers and people in ministry, and they bother us, that just doesn't matter at all. Because we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. Humans will always let us down. But to think, you know, and to think that when we fix our eyes on him, remember, he became a man like us. Like, he was just like us. In fact, a great man of God said recently, God, Jesus will forever be robed in glorified flesh to honor mankind. I mean, that's just a powerful statement, even in heaven for all eternity. I mean, to think that, oh, glory to God, glory to God. That's why we can identify with him. You know, the Father God wants every person to be saved and wants every person to make it to heaven and doesn't want anyone to end up in hell. But he himself is too powerful, too awesome to even come to deal with man. So he sent Jesus Christ. It's the perfect plan. Jesus Christ, it's the perfect plan. Can I add this? I've been away for a few days. I've been ill. Please pray for me. As you know, I don't want any focus on myself at all, but I was very ill for the last 2 days, and I'm just getting back. Thank you. Okay. Something practical that I just want to add in. Recommended reading in Matthew 22, the parable of the wedding banquet, and really a lot of wonderful revelation in that parable. It reveals God's great love and mercy, but also at the end, it's a very serious thing. And I want to keep this message as positive as possible, but the man at the end didn't have on wedding garments, and he was, you know, it's a terrible thing that ended up happening to him. So this reveals the great importance of just having Jesus Christ. Like, just that is so, it's I go back to this again. It's the most important decision in a person's life is the choice between God and self. If they hear the gospel, it's between Jesus Christ and self. Someone doesn't, it's in right there in the Bible. If someone's not in the book of life, and we get in the book of life by being saved, knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, a person will end up in the lake of fire for eternity. Now, God offers to fellowship with a human being on the earth. Very few people. Very few people even get into the third of the four phases of knowing God. Even fewer get into the fourth phase, which is the anointing, which is fellowship with God. I'm just going to say it plainly. You know, why not? I'm going to express things that I don't hear a lot of ministers and preachers saying these things, but it's all right there in the Bible. Okay. So someone does not have to fellowship with God on the earth to make it to heaven, of course, because God is merciful and loving. I mean, that parable, the king invited certain people, and they were not willing to the wedding banquet. It was a wedding and a banquet, okay? And they were not willing to come. So he invited them again. He sent more servants, different servants. I'm paraphrasing, but this is all more servants, and told them, look, everything's ready. You know, the fatted calf or kill, all things are ready. The banquet's ready. Come to the banquet and the wedding, and they refused to come. In fact, they made light of it. Okay, what this reveals is God's great love and mercy. He invited them a second time. He gave them a second chance. You know, he's the God of second chances and even more. But they made light of it, and then they even killed the servants. So the king was furious and sent his people and killed those people and burned their city. So we see there's another serious aspect of that parable. Okay, it's all very serious. But as long as someone just knows Jesus Christ, there, it's the most glorious thing. So I want to move into this celebration. To think that God, you know, that he offers to fellowship with us, that his presence and glory, so wonderful, so beautiful, what man was made and created to do and born to do. So, one thing I've mentioned recently, it's a study was done, and humans need like six things, and one of those things is new experiences. And that is true. But the greatest new experience, the greatest thing, is the Lord himself, the glory of the Lord. And in fact, any new experience, you know, I understand, like in the natural, we need, for example, maybe going to a new place that we haven't been, seeing a new entertaining show, you know, new music. You know, we don't want to, we want to have new music. Well, the greatest new music really is worship music. But so new, maybe, you know, so I understand all that. But the presence of Jesus, I want to keep emphasizing, those new experiences might be on a 10 on the 1 to 10 scale. The presence of Jesus is infinity. I mean, but it's so rare that people experience and have his actual presence and glory. You understand, it's so rare that most Christians, you know, we go, or Catholics, are in religion. We go to a church service and there's the presence of Jesus is not there. That's okay. They're trying. You know, that's so important. They're trying. They're you know, the leaders are trying. That's all. But when the real presence of Jesus is infinity. Just everything else is erased. We're erased. We're canceled. Our old nature is canceled. That's how we do what Jesus wants us to do. One of Jesus' main messages is that we lose our old nature and die. That's one of his absolute main messages. He said it in like four or five different times in different ways, and it's actually one of the last things that he said. And the last time he mentioned it, he said, unless a seed, grain of wheat, falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life in this world will lose it. He who hates his life will keep, he who hates his life will keep it to life eternal. John 12:25. This is powerful. We'll keep it to life eternal. So again, someone on the earth, as long as they know Jesus, they don't want their life. Hopefully they hate their life, but they don't want their life. They want Jesus Christ. They can stay only in the first phase of knowing God. They don't have to go any deeper, but they'll keep it for life eternal and they'll make it to heaven. Amen. But he offers us to go into the four phases on the earth, and the fourth is the fellowship of God. So, you know, if anyone wonders, okay, you know, here's something else. So people love their life, right? I mean, most people, like a great man of God said, people are seeking happiness, aren't they? You know, through many different things. They're seeking, you know, material things, toys, sex, drugs, alcohol, maybe their body, and they're you know, they're in love with their body. Maybe they're a young, good-looking person and they're in great physical shape, and maybe they're married and they've got kids. They've got it going on, okay? So they love their life. They're filling their all of that actually reveals that we're made in God's image, because God, he wants us to be happy. He wants us to celebrate. He wants us to have all, it's an eternal celebration with him. But it's when we find his presence and glory is the greatest celebration. And that's what man was born to do. One of the very big misconceptions is that a life with Jesus Christ, call it Christianity or Catholicism, is not, again, great misconception, a terrible misconception, that it's a life of, that's difficult and hard and boring, and we have to deny ourselves all these wonderful things, and it's tribulation, and it's awful, and it's do's and don'ts, and you can't do this and you can't do that, and it's boring and dead, and we've got to go to, all of that is just a terrible misconception. Terrible. And the biggest one in all of that probably is religion. We were made to know him and to celebrate Jesus forever. How do we do that? When we find his presence and glory, and it's one person who goes directly to him and has that Salvation, remember, it's a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ. Period. Nothing else. That's what salvation is. Doesn't matter who the person is. Doesn't matter anything. Nothing else matters. Okay? And they have that. And if they... It's up to them what they do with it. It's up to... Completely up to them. And when someone finds His presence and glory, then that's how we understand the we will recognize ourselves. Reinhard Bonnke said, when God fills you with His Holy Spirit, you'll recognize yourself. He said, and then he even said right after that, he said, it's a glorious celebration with Jesus Christ. So glorious and awesome and wonderful, and just he talked about in his, he said, in my family we've got peace and harmony and we're rejoicing in the Lord, and it's such a glorious life with Jesus. Such a glorious life with Jesus. That's when I first heard. I had been in that misconception for so long. And so His presence and glory beyond human words. When you read the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, and it talks about just this, oh, it's so glorious that the New Jerusalem is... I want to just finish up with this. The Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord, Jesus Christ Himself, His presence and glory beyond human words, beyond description. And I mentioned the last Revelation 21 and 22 because it's a great revelation of His glory. And it, for example, it says, you know, the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the city were 12 precious stones. I mean, all of that, you know, I'm trying to put into words what cannot be put into words. That New Jerusalem in heaven is made from God's glory. Literally made from His glory. Angels made from His glory. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. Let's remember that. Let's remember God has offered this to every person. Believers especially. We to think that He's offered His glory and His majesty and beauty and this and it's this glory. The Lord Himself, you know, because He made man into His own image, man has the potential of knowing His glory. That's very, you know, these are all deep revelations that the Holy Spirit can reveal. But it is very ironic that we look at most people don't want Jesus Christ. Most people are not seeking Him. Even most believers, Christians and Catholics, not really seeking Him, right? It's wonderful that they're saved, but how ironic it is that God has offered His glory, Himself, fully, and yet man says, most of the time, says, no, I don't want that. I'm going to go seek happiness in other ways. You know, that's a very tragic thing, very sad. A great woman of God said our greatest sin is if we ignore the Holy Spirit. So I just want to leave you with that. Let's welcome Him. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's welcome Him into our day and into our time all day, 24 hours a day, And he will do incredible things in you. I believe that with you, that he will do incredible things, supernatural things in your life. Amen.